problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Hey, folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast this week, I just wanted to tell you quickly about NTT Fitness and NTTFitness.com. That is a full health mecca. I tell you what, located in Pinellas Park, you got group fitness classes, you got a gymnasium, you got people that will hold you accountable for your own fitness goals, and they have an excellent meal prep service. Now, I know you can cook your own food. I get it. You know how to do it. Wouldn't it be nice to have some variety, though, and it's delivered right to your door? You can get your entire Sunday back. You don't have to worry about it. It shows up on Sunday night, and then you just put it in the fridge, and you got food for the week. It is awesome. I've been using it for a few weeks, and I absolutely love it. I want you to try it out. Use code LEVELUP15. That's the homemade broadcast code at checkout, and you'll get 15% off your first order, NTTFitness.com. All right, let's start the show.
Beach, drive, drop, park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the homemade broadcast.
Afraid of me. I've seen its true face. The streets are extended gutters, and the gutters are full of blood. And when the drains finally scab over, all the vermin will drown. The accumulated filth of all their sex and murder will foam up around their waists. And all the whores and politicians will look up and shout, "Save us." And I'll whisper, "No."
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3...
Homemade broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is William Koontz. I'm host of this podcast that you can find anywhere you want. iTunes, Stitcher, RadioSaintPete.com, HMBRadio.com, so many places. I hope you subscribe to that podcast feed at HMBRadio.com because lots of extra content goes up weekly now. Been pretty good with that. Extra podcasts that are only heard on HMBRadio.com. Local news, weird and wild stuff, interesting things that I think you might enjoy. So I hope you check that out. You can find us on Facebook at HMB Radio. Follow Radio St. Pete while you're there. Radio St. Pete. Easy enough. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at home_made_man. And Radio St. Pete is just Radio STPETE. So I hope you do that. a good show, I think, this week. I'm pretty happy with how it's turning out so far. I got in a fight with that guy, that writer guy that I hate from Creative Loafing. I talked to him on Twitter a little bit, and we're going to talk about that in car time. It was actually recorded after I got done with a run. I got all this equipment. I went over and saw my stepdad for Father's Day, my dad and stepdad, and my stepdad gave me all this cool stuff. He gave me like a laptop, and he's a tech guy, techie guy, and he's like, oh, I got this laptop. I don't even use it. It's got Adobe Premiere on it. I'm like, what? Awesome. Hell yeah. And he gave me that. He gave me a GoPro, like all this stuff, so I could start making YouTube videos and stuff, which is awesome, but I don't know how to use it. I feel like an old man. I don't understand what the deal is. I got just left behind. As far as technology goes, there's so many more efficient ways I could be recording and distributing these things, and I just do it the old, you know, like people get set in their ways, and then that's just how they do things. And the people are like, no, dude, this is easier. Do this instead. And they're like, eh, that's me with this podcast stuff. I could be making my life so much more easy, but I just haven't figured it out yet. I will. I'm determined to figure this out because it is, you know, you got the software and stuff. It's going to sound better. It's just going to make my life easier. So I'm determined to do that too. One step at a time here, folks. So anyway, yeah, I got in a fight with that dude, and I'm going to talk about that in car time. And later on after that, we got a segment from Stay Woke, which is the radio program I co-host with my pal Anna Hummel. And we talked about my friend proposing to his girlfriend, who's also my friend. But he kind of did it in a place where we were kind of unsure if it was cool or not to do it. And then Anna got mad at me for something that everybody does, including her, she admitted. But she still got kind of ticked at me. And we're going to talk about that later on when we play the clip from Stay Woke. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you locally by Sumi Think Real Estate. So you can find Sumi at Facebook. If you just search Sumi, S-U-M-I, Fink, F-I-N-K, Real Estate. She helped me find this apartment. I'm thriving in it. I found a place to live that's affordable. Well, she did, I should say. And whether you're buying, renting, selling, she can help you. And I encourage you to go talk to her from personal experience. Find her at Sumi Fink Real Estate. And that kind of goes into something I wanted to talk about this week. I saw this from Creative Loafing Tampa. Tampa Bay residents earning minimum wage need to work 83 hours a week to afford a basic apartment. The National Low Income Housing Coalition's 2019 Out of Reach report is out, and it's bad news for Tampa Bay's minimum wage earners. According to the report, Tampa St. Petersburg Clearwater resident that's making $8.46, which is the minimum wage here, would have to work 103 hours a week to afford a two-bedroom apartment at the fair market price of $1,133 a month. Whew, damn. To afford a one-bedroom apartment, which seems more reasonable. What do you need two bedrooms for if you're working minimum wage? That seems crazy. You need to $916 a month for a one-bedroom. That's about right. The minimum wage earner would have to clock 83 hours a week. So that sucks, obviously. But why are you working a minimum wage job? You can't live on minimum wage. You have to find a better job. There's lots of jobs, by the way, that are, you know, blue collar jobs that you can make a fortune that just people just don't want to do. Labor work, construction work. I think construction workers make like $20 an hour, I'm pretty sure. So there's this, you know, working at McDonald's, and I know some people, that's their main source of income, but don't let it be. You can. Those jobs are for teenagers. Their teenagers should be making the $8.46 an hour, and they're not, you know, paying rent. They're kind of working for their car payment, or you know, to go out with friends and stuff. That's what minimum wage jobs are for. So you shouldn't be living on minimum wage if you're an adult. But it still sucks. It's getting really expensive to live here. And I almost, thank God, Sumi found this apartment for me, because this kind of runs right into the sponsorship. I was looking when I got thrown out of my other place, not thrown out, but the building sold and they doubled the rent because it was under market value. I was living in the old Northeast, and kind of like a dated, you know, apartment, but it was nice. It was cool. I was able to walk downtown and everything. But it was undervalued for the location it was at. So the people bought it, and they bought it as an investment property and doubled the rent. And that's how it goes. It sucks, but it's still a business. So, yeah, so you have to work a bunch if you want to get a two-bedroom apartment, which seems unrealistic to me if you're working minimum wage. You don't need a two-bedroom apartment. You can get roommates. There's so many things you can do. If you're 30 years old and making minimum wage, you got to do something else. It's not working at all. The other thing I wanted to talk about this week was I saw this story. I remember this video, and I loved it so much. Do you remember the Hell Nah guy that made the YouTube video? It's Bishop Bullwinkle. Remember him? That guy lived here. I didn't even know that. He was based in Plant City. What was his name? Bishop Bullwinkle, right? Yeah, Bishop Bullwinkle. So he died this week, which is very, very sad. I love this video. It went viral. And we're going to miss you, Bishop Bullwinkle. You added a lot to the Tampa Bay area, even though I didn't know you were from here. And I hope you rest in peace. And
come on, Bishop.
We're all going to miss you.
Yeah. Listen, let it go. My name, Bishop Bullwinkle. I got the first church, nothing but the truth. What you say? Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose. Come on. I wanna thank God for the blood running warm in my veins. Yeah, I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, I'm not insane. Come on! I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning, hell to the no, no, no. Come on, come on. Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no. No, listen.
Rest in peace, Bullwinkle. I hope you sing this song to Jesus. He's going to love it.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
This week on Car Time. Car Time is a segment where I was recording in the car on my way to work, just if I had something on my mind. And lately it turned into bedtime last week, and now it turned into after run time, because I went for a run because I was very frustrated, and I had a fight with that dude from Creative Loafing because he writes silly things, and it annoys me, but I like to hear his point of view. I'm sure he's a great guy, but he's very annoying on the internet, so I had a little skirmish with him over one of the things that he wrote. I just couldn't resist anymore, and I'm doing myself a lot of needless annoyance by even getting involved in this stuff. And I think, honestly, well, I talk about it in this thing, but nobody, I hope you guys understand what I'm talking about, because I think normal people, they don't care about this stuff. They don't know what's going on. But anyway, we're going to talk about that, and we're still going to call it Car Time. Why not? And I just want to say before we start that Car Time is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. TRU V is in Victory, Y, Salon and Spa, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Chrissy is cutting hair, doing nails, doing all that good stuff for you. Look good, feel good. It's summertime. TruvySalonandSpa.com. All right, let's get to Car Time.
Just got done running. I am bragging a little bit. You feel good when you're done. It's terrible when you're doing it, but you feel really good. Like right after you're finished. There is a guerrilla war going on for your mind being fought on the internet. And I think most people don't pay attention to it. And I'm sorry if this bores you, because I think it bores mostly everybody. They're not really interested in this culture war. Most people are normal and they just care about, you know, normal stuff. But I am completely fascinated by this war that's going on. Disinformation in the media. People trying to deceive you. Either because they're religious and follow a doctrine. Or they might just be bad people. I don't know. who are just trying to intentionally manipulate you. I don't know which one it is. Colin Wolf, you know him. I've talked about him the past 3 weeks. I got into a Twitter fight with him today because he posted a tweet saying that Kellyanne Conway is, I don't even know what she does in the administration. She just hangs out, I think, with Trump in the Oval Office. She took a picture with somebody from the Florida Proud Boys. Oh, my God. Now, most people don't know what Proud Boys is. And first, let's make the number one. She doesn't know who that is, dude. This is a guy that was at an event that she was at. And she went, hey, can I have a picture with you? And she went, oh, okay, sure. Guarantee you, she has no idea who this person is. You can't, you're supposed to ask everybody, who are you affiliated with? What groups are you with? Okay, I just want to make sure you're not any sort of dissenting party that's been blacklisted. It doesn't work like that. She's getting, hey, can I get a picture? Everybody's doing that. It's not how it works. So she's supposed to know who everybody is at every single event, thousands of people at these things. That's unreasonable expectations, number one. Number two, who cares? And I know that the second part of that, or the response to that is, yeah, but he's part of a racist organization. Says who? Oh, well, the SPLC says who. Okay, well, guess what, dude? They're totally not credible. They've been sued so many times. They're being sued out of existence. They have so much money in their safe that they're able to pay out right now, but they're being sued by everybody now. They label everybody an extremist. Look at their map. It's all over the place. And sorry, go outside and look around you. It's not that rampant. I know you want it to be for some reason, but god damn. So, yeah, well, the SPLC says they're a hate group, so. Yeah, well, that organization is suing them. And the Proud Boys are this dude, Gavin McInnes, founded them. I listened to the interview with him on the Joe Rogan Experience. Very coarse man. But I don't think he's racist. Sorry. There's the leader of that organization now is a black guy. What are you talking about? They got everything in there. Tim Pool went down there with a camera, and they had gays, they had blacks, everybody in there. Every minority group in there. So sorry, dude, you're wrong. And they're going to end up winning a bunch of money from the SPLC. That, I forget his name now. British guy, he's like friends with Sam Harris. I don't know if you know who these people are or not. I'm sorry if this is boring. But he was a radical Islamist and then became moderate. The SPLC considers him an Islamophobe, even though he's a practicing Muslim. That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry, this organization that you're citing is wrong. They are ideological, they are religious, they are fanatics. And he just goes ahead and goes along with this. Yeah, well, that's what they say. So, Poynter Institute, right here in Tampa, with the Tampa Bay Times affiliated with, hired some freelancer to make a not trustworthy news list. She went ahead and made this list, all conservative sources. Poynter took it down because didn't follow journalistic integrity, to say the least. Again, guys, you're wrong. Your feelings are wrong. It's not factual. But so I did the gasp, you know, grasping your pearls gif at Kahl. And then he goes, gee, the insinuation here is that I must be a member of this group since I'm so steadfast on sticking up for them. No, never been affiliated with that group. I don't join political groups. That's part of the problem in this country is people are joining ideological groups. I don't do that. Don't want any part of that. I also am a fan of the truth, though. And you're either blind, you have such bad blind spots that you don't know that you're lying, or you're lying on purpose. So you're either being intentionally deceitful or intentionally malicious. And I don't know which one of those is worse, but it's got to stop. This is not cool, man. This is a small paper. He's just writing for it locally. You know, nobody cares. But it's just, I can't help but to get involved in this stuff. I feel the urge to call this crap out. Because it's definitely not helping anything. It's really a mess. So this doofus, pretty much kind of, I feel like he kind of threatened me a little bit. Like, oh, are you one of these? You know, it'd be a shame if, you know, he's going to write something. Probably not. I'm sure I'm just being paranoid about that. But, you know, people are getting fired for that stuff. They don't ask any questions. They're not curious. They just go with whatever mainstream says, most of them, because it's easier. And then you got the puppets who just go along with them, go along with whatever they say, don't do their own research. Or people are just like, ah, it's just easier to get rid of this guy. If you got a crazy girlfriend, ex-girlfriend that's coming to your job and wreaking havoc, breaking stuff and screaming and yelling, eventually the company's just going to be like, dude, I'm sorry, man, you got to go. And that's what these people do. My host, Anna, had to deal with this with the people that she offended, just relentlessly calling and demanding her termination, her livelihood, for something she didn't even say. They heard it through a third party, and they went, what the hell? And attacked. And that's what these people are doing. These journalists are the mouthpieces. They hear it through a third party, and the rest of everybody is too lazy to do the research, attacks. It's an epidemic, man, and it's so easy now to do that. You used to have to sit down with a pen and paper and write a letter, or, you know, you'd have to make phone calls. Now you can just tweet and send a Facebook message, and it works because people don't want to be pestered with this stuff. And people need to stop this and just ride it out. You have to ride out the storm. And they'll get bored. You know, these people that were attacking Anna, they say, oh, you had no idea. We're gonna get you. And bringing me into it. I didn't even do anything. But they're freaking blinded by rage, by what somebody else told them. Because they're too dumb to look it up themselves, or too unreasonable. And you don't even know. It's not stopping. And guess what? It stopped. After a few weeks, it stopped. They get bored, they get tired, and they find another target, and they move on. But it's just so frustrating. Like I said, this dude, he's nobody, you know. He's got 700 followers on Twitter, you know. I mean, I'm fascinated by him because I think he's really he seems like not a nice person. He seems like an unreasonable person. And he has a job where he's able to, at a small outlet, where he's able to just say whatever he wants with no repercussions. He doesn't get, nobody interacts with him or anything. So I'm the only one who really does. And I'm wasting my breath. I know it's just, but I just can't help it when I just see, I'm a justice guy. I like justice. And God, it's just, dude, you're wrong. And just because you're wrong doesn't mean I'm on the opposing side of you. You're just incorrect. And you're doing a disservice to the community. So anyway, that's what's bothered me today. And I don't know. Give me a call. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. If this is really boring and you don't give a crap about this stuff anymore, I'll honestly consider not even getting into it anymore, because I think most normal people don't even think about this stuff, and you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. So, talk to you in a second. Okay, bye.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I probably shouldn't do that after I run. I just listen to some back. I sound like I'm, like, either banging or getting banged, one or the other, because I'm breathing all heavy and sexy. I'm sorry if I seduced you. I know that can be, you know, uncomfortable. So apologies, and I won't do one after I ran. And I get my I'm too pumped up, so I'm all tripping over my words and stuff, more than usual. I always do that. But anyway, yeah, I'd be curious to know use people's thoughts on these things. If you have any, so give me a shout, 813-693-2124. 2124 and visit hmbradio.com. Get your stickers and magnets. Just email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com, or slip into my DMs at home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter, and I'll get some out to you. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by homemadepodcasts.com. Homemade Podcasts is my media consulting company specializing in podcasts and audio. So if you're a business that wants to reach new and existing clientele through the medium of podcasting, a growing field, well, I'm your guy. Or if you're an individual that wants to get into podcasting as a hobby, well, again, I can help you because I'm talking to you through that medium currently. So give me a shout at homemadepodcasts.com. This past week on Stay Woke, we talked about Stay Woke is a radio program that I host with Anna Hummel. And we talked about my friends getting engaged, and we didn't know if it was an appropriate time to do it. So we talked about that a little bit. And then Anna got really pissed about something that everybody does. We all do this thing, but she got kind of ticked at me. Stay Woke is on at midnight on 102.5 The Bone FM here locally in Tampa Bay. You can get it at theboneonline.com. You can download the app if you sleep like a normal person because it's on at freaking midnight. You can get that at just in the Google Play or iTunes store, 102.5 The Bone. Get the app. It's got all the Bone shows on there, plus local traffic, weather, all that good stuff. You're going to love it. Let's play this clip from Stay Woke.
Nicole?
Nicole's engaged.
Yeah. What?
I know this is, you, these people that could not care less about
yeah.
who, they don't know who Nicole is.
Wait a minute.
Is,
but... Hold up a second. This is just about to turn into a phoner. This is about to be a discussion right now.
Mm-hmm.
Did Ben propose at someone else's wedding?
No. So what happened was apparently they were after the wedding. I guess he got the ring. He didn't tell any of us that he was doing this. Because we were, and it's funny because on Saturday night we were talking like, when is Ben going to propose to Nicole? It's been a long
They've
time.
They've been together for what, like 5 years?
Yeah, like a while. So yeah. when's this going to happen? It's got to be soon. And then she sent text messages on Sunday morning that it happened. So I guess after the wedding, they were like hanging out kind of on the beach, on the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And he just did it on the beach.
After the
wedding that they went to.
Wow, yeah. Well, I didn't expect that to stir up a discussion, but Colin, is that a faux pas to get? I understand it wasn't during the wedding, but I've seen that happen quite a few times. It was during a wedding trip.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're taking away some of the attention from the newlyweds, the people the weekend was supposed to be about? 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025, because I've heard of that on a few occasions, because it's a very, you know, romantic vibe, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's all about love, and it's feeling good, and it's in California. Actually, my mom was, like, their neighbor. Like, she's in San Clemente, so I was like, oh, you should see my mom. No, don't. But I want to know from people if that they think that that is some sort of a faux pas. Like, you should not be taking away any attention from the newlywed bride and groom. Please call in 727-579-1025.
Obviously, you can't do it during the service. Like, I've seen videos of that, and
like,
that
at
is...
a reception?
That yeah.
Oh, that
is
no.
Cringe City, boy.
That is cool. I would be, I mean, I don't even want to get married, but right. if that was my wedding, I would be pissed.
Because so in Ben's defense, I think that since the wedding was over, and I'm assuming that they're probably I don't know if they're home now. Mm-hmm. Like they're going home and it was the night before, so I think that's why he waited to do it then. He just wanted to do it somewhere special.
I getcha.
So I think it's okay.
I think
that
is okay.
But I could also see it kind of stealing a little bit of thunder, too,
well,
a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't see anything on social media. Is it up there yet?
No. I don't.
Okay,
they're not,
so
they're
maybe
not really
they're...
social media people. Yeah.
Well, I know, but you get engaged, you're going to put something on social media. She was posting stuff all weekend.
Maybe
so
maybe
I think she's waiting. I think she's respecting the time. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, guys. It's Mike. And honestly, I think it's okay since he waited till after the wedding was completely over.
Okay. Yeah.
And then did it basically when no one else was around. So right. it was a very intimate thing and not intruding on the wedding itself.
Right. No, I agree with that. And I kind of see what Will was saying. You know, they're in a different place. It's kind of a unique setting. It's memorable. It was looked like it was a beautiful day, beautiful weather. They were like in the, you know, the Southern California is very nice. That's where I'm from. So I could see why that would be a romantic feel, a romantic vibe.
Oh, yeah. But I'm on my way back from Orlando to Bradenton. I will catch you guys on the flip.
All right. Don't die. Have a good one. Bye-bye. 727 479-1025. We talked about this during Johnny's show, and I know it was something that you posted about the electric shock bracelet,
mm-hmm.
which is something that I guess they've not invented because they had shock collars for dogs, but it's something that I guess humans are trying to take advantage of to kick bad habits. Dude, Will, I know I said I was going to get better at this going to bed early thing. I'm getting worse.
You're getting worse.
I'm getting worse, and
What's
I'm waking
problem?
Up later. I don't know, dude. I always think I have more time. Before I know it, it's 2:30 in the morning to get in the shower.
No.
I went to bed at 3:30 last night for no reason whatsoever. I'm getting so upset with myself. I don't know how to kick this bad habit. I feel like an addict, dude. Because if you think about it, if you were to get home like a normal person at 6 p.m., 7 p.m., you don't go to bed at 8 or 9 even, right? You have a few hours where you feel like you can relax, unwind. I feel like I'm being robbed of that time. So I find myself getting home at 1:15, and I typically don't get to bed till 3, now 3:30.
Oof, that
it's bad.
Well, you have to. I mean, come on, dude. You got a lot of self discipline. Just do it.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
Can't do it,
you
man.
You can do it.
I don't want to. I feel like I want to watch 20 to 30 to 40 to 2 hours of YouTube videos. It helps me unwind.
Well, why don't you? Well, I understand that. But also, if you don't have to get up, then who cares?
Right? I just feel like every morning I'm rushed, and I have a heavy heart when I wake up. I feel very guilty when I wake up because I know I could be. Today was late, like 9:30. You know, I could be waking up at 8:30. I could be getting to the gym earlier. I could be getting to the day job earlier. Like, I could just be maxing out my time more efficiently.
That's what I thought you were doing. I thought you were getting up, going to the gym, and then going to work.
Well, I can't just go straight to the gym because I have to, like, digest the food and all that stuff. I'm not one of those people that can eat and then 20 minutes later I'm running. Like, I'll throw up. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that my body works.
You can't wait to eat until
no.
after the gym?
No. Absolutely not. If I'm hungry and I'm trying to do, I've never done fasting cardio in my life, but I've definitely not eaten enough. I get a massive headache that I usually have for the rest of the day. Mm. Like, it's just atrocious. And I feel like I'm such in a routine that if I try to alter anything, my body's like, absolutely not. No way, no how.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But anyways, I'm trying to kick this habit, but I feel like I may need something like that so that I force myself to go to bed earlier. Because what it is I get to the point of fatigue where I'm too tired to get ready to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I just keep getting more and more tired. I can't move. 5 minutes. Then I get in the shower and I'm like, all right, quick shower, go to bed. What happens? Sits down.
Yeah,
I sit down in the shower for 20 minutes.
So don't just go into the shower. As soon as you get home, walk in the bathroom, turn the shower on, and get in the shower.
Okay. I'm going to do it tonight, Will.
And
I'm
going to
think about you while I'm in the shower.
Nice. And then what you can do is you can bring your phone in there with you, right? And
no.
then you can listen to stuff.
No, it's not
the
same. It needs to be quiet, and I can't be in the shower. I don't want to get my phone wet. That's not a good MO.
You don't bring it in the shower. I bring mine in the shower, though.
Well, I mean, also, my roommate is sleeping. I don't want it to be blasting,
right.
So I need to be responsible and respectful. So, okay, straight in the shower. Then I can be in bed watching videos and then fall asleep.
Yes, because after the best way to get to sleep, I read about that, was warm showers will get your body prepared for sleep.
Yeah, kind of that comatose state.
Yeah.
All right.
So it cooks you a little bit and then you're sleepy.
Yeah.
And then you just can take care of that. Turn off all the lights so as soon as you're done with the shower, you towel off, whatever.
Yeah.
Paper towel, and then
the booty for you.
Yep. You gotta make sure your BH is dry.
Okay.
It's very important. You get trench rod in there. Forget it. You got a whole can
Sayonara.
Of worms that you opened up.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, and then just get in bed, shut off all the lights, and then watch your videos,
all
and
right.
you'll get tired.
All right, will do. Yeah, because I told myself, get in the shower by 1 a.m., which is very early for me, yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's not like I had work before. Like, I was just at home. And then I started watching, like, this gay movie. It really was gay. It's about two dudes, like, banging.
Nice.
I forgot what it's called, like, Glory Hole or something like that.
Right on.
It was like a dramatic, like, cinematic LGBT sort of thing. I don't know why, but I wanted to watch it, and it was interesting. It was like, it was gay porn, but no, you actually saw penises, but you
really?
Didn't see, yeah, yeah.
Penetration
it was,
or no?
No. You see the action, but
okay.
No penetration.
Nice.
But yeah, it was like a love tale. I didn't finish it yet, so I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was supposed to get in bed and watch that, but ended up watching that and then Watch my YouTube. That's what gets me every time. YouTube is going to take down this entire planet. I heard today on NPR that I think there's 1 billion hours spent on YouTube every day.
I believe that. Yeah.
Oh,
there's
easily.
So much content on there. I spend a lot of time on it, too, during the day. Well, I thought last night I was like, oh, I gotta stop drinking because I got to get up and run in the morning. And I thought I got home probably about midnight and I was in bed and I thought I was going to get up and run. In the morning, I'll just set my alarm 8 o'clock, and then I'll get up and go for a run in the morning. That I don't know. Well, I was drunk, so that's why I thought that I'd be able to do
that.
Did
you run today?
Yeah, I actually did tonight.
Oh, you did?
And I was hungover even tonight running, but I actually felt a lot better afterwards.
I honestly, if I'm too hungover, I don't exercise at all. I one time almost died, almost killed myself. I was drunk. AF, and then forced myself when I had even more discipline than I have now. I was doing the Bikram yoga, you know, when you're like in a 105 degree room, sweating your D off, you know. And I went in there, hungover. You could smell the alcohol coming out of my pores. Yeah, it was disgusting. And I almost passed out. I had to lie down. So I was just in the, what they call the Savasana. I think that's how you say it. Mm-hmm. Dead man's pose for like an hour and a half. I was just a waste of space.
Damn.
Yeah, it's not a good time.
Yeah, it's not good. But I felt a lot better after I got the run done because you get the endorphins and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was hard getting moving.
Getting moving,
The hangovers are so bad now that it just ruins my life.
Yeah. Actually, mine haven't been too bad. I had that epic fail about 2 months ago. It was on Easter. I remember because I was like, oh, God,
I
was angry.
Yeah,
but that was unusual. That was ridiculous. But yeah, I don't think I could ever look at tequila again. I'm done. I broke up with tequila. We're not getting back together.
Well, I was trying to piece together how much I drank last night. I started with my dad because my dad, it's Father's Day. You know, I went over and visited him. And I actually re-gifted the gift that you gave me for Christmas. You got me a bottle of Tennessee Honey for whiskey.
You just gave it to him?
He loves that stuff. I'm just like regular bourbon. I don't really like any of the flavors in it. So I re-gifted your gift to my dad for Father's Day. And he loved it, though, Anna. He was very excited to receive it. And it saved me the hassle of having to get him a gift. So it really did. It was a great gift in the end. But anyway, so he made me drink some of that with him, and then I had to go. You look upset. You look sad.
It's hard because I want to give you the silent treatment, but we have...
Why?
Like 30 more minutes of this show.
Why do you want to give me the silent treatment over that?
I just wish I didn't know that. That sucks. Like, first of all, you got me a really good gift for Christmas, and so I tried to get you something, and, you know, with food, you seem to just eat whatever, so I just thought with alcohol, you'll just drink... Whatever.
Well, I did. I drank some with my dad yesterday, and I gave it to him
because
loves it.
I know, but I also don't have, like, do you really want to get into why I'm, like, annoyed?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have, you know, a lot of money, so I felt obligated to get you a gift, especially because you got me one. And so I thought I would get you something that you would use, like alcohol, because you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And then it was just sitting around for, what are we in now, June? 6 months?
Yeah.
And then it was just re-gifted, so now, like, I never want to get you another gift ever again.
Well, that's fine, if that's how you feel. I don't see the big deal. I think you're overreacting quite a bit during this whole thing. This is a common practice that people do. Everybody
again,
does this.
You can't tell me that how I feel.
Look,
I feel annoyed.
I'm
that's
sorry.
It.
I'm sorry you if know? That hurts your feelings, but I feel like it shouldn't, because it brought joy to somebody else that I was able to give it to. So it was
I know,
a
but
double
that was meant
effective.
For you.
I know,
and
but
I
wouldn't
that...
drink it, though. That's the thing. It would have went to
Listen,
waste.
Listen, absolutely. Great. I'm glad I was re-gifted. I'm glad somebody enjoyed it. I just think that, like, I wish I didn't know that. Because now I never want to get you anything again. Because I feel like you don't appreciate
Fair
it.
Fair enough. Well, I did appreciate it.
You appreciated the gesture. I get it.
The gesture,
I just wish I didn't know.
I
didn't know.
But I felt like it was relevant to what I was talking about.
Sure.
So. And it was a little, you know, thing that happened, and it was going to add to the story.
Sure, I understand. And listen, I've regifted too, but I don't tell the person that got me the gift, hey, I didn't really like it that much, so I gave it to somebody else. Sorry.
All right, I'm sorry too.
No,
I didn't
you're
know,
not. No,
I was
don't be
throw
sorry.
Up
no, it's don't be sorry.
But anyway, I enjoyed some Tennessee honey with
you
my
father.
You
choked it down.
I choked down a little bit of it down. Yeah. And then it just spiraled out of control to beers and then some other. He likes all this goofy liquor. He's like a woman. He likes girly drinks. He's got this. He goes, hey, man, check this out. It's a cherry whiskey. Like, ugh. And it's in like a, you know what a paint thinner is? It's in like acetone can.
No.
It's like an aluminum.
Uh-uh.
Like it looks like you take paint off with it.
Okay.
So then he made me drink that. And then it just kept going. And then I ended up going out after by myself. And then I met up with a buddy of mine came out afterwards. And I probably had 10 vodka sodas.
Doubles?
Some of them. So during that point, so it was just all day.
So you had like half a fifth of liquor that you didn't even like, and then you had 10 vodka sodas?
Yeah.
You're a mess.
That was a long booze day, and I didn't really realize it at the time. It all sneaks up on you. Because I was hungover Sunday, because I went drinking Saturday night,
right,
too.
Right, right.
So I don't know what I got to do with this booze thing. I don't think I'm cut out for it anymore. I think I need
to. Well, you overdid it, dude. Obviously,
yeah,
you're going to feel like trash.
I can't. Then I just won't drink because I can't do the, I'll just have a beer. I don't want a beer. I'd rather just not drink.
Well, why don't you go hard in the pain like one night a week or once every other week? You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't go.
Back to back days.
I didn't go that hard. I guess maybe I did.
I don't know.
But
man.
I got home pretty early Saturday night. I think I was home by 12:30, 1 o'clock.
You were drinking for what? Like 12 hours?
Saturday?
Yeah, and Sunday.
Well, Sunday, that
was a long day.
That was a long day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Saturday, I feel like I just had a couple drinks. Oh, my God. We went to this. Is this boring? I hope this isn't boring.
No, it's not boring. I'm trying to stop being mad at you. Continue. I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah, there we go. 813-693-2124 is a voice and text line. She got over it after the next day. She thought about it, and she realized that, yeah, I get her point, though. Like, she just didn't want to hear about it, but I felt like it just added something to the story, so I went ahead and said it. And content over everything. That's what I always say. HMB Radio is the website. Please check it out and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher for extra podcast presentations. You can just find it at HMB Radio and then Tampa Bay. And you can get that, and you can enjoy those, I hope. I'm gonna take off, man. I'm tired. It's time to go. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frankenberry's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, I really do appreciate it. Tell a friend, subscribe, give it a 5-star rating. It only takes a second, really helps out, so I appreciate you doing it. You know the deal. Until next time, next week, I hope you have a good one. Take care of yourself. Make sure you're nice to people the best you can. I know it's tough sometimes. And don't listen to dudes telling you things on a podcast. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. See ya.
You have found the homemade broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.